All right, we should be live now. Even if, you know, low bitrate time.
We should have a collective called full-time job. But it's only us.
A collective
called everybody else gay? Job?
You mean collective for what? Like music or?
Anything. Everything.
Everything? All right, yo guys. Sorry about the email thing. Yo, it's better late than never that I learned how to use Gmail.
Well.
But I'll just blame it all on Victor.
Yeah.
Guess what video these glasses are for, guys? Shouldn't be too hard to figure out. They actually fit surprisingly well. I thought they'd be too big or too small.
That's pretty nice.
Pretty nice.
Aren't you actually in need of glasses, by the way?
What? You know, I said
don't you actually... Aren't you actually supposed to wear glasses?
No. My vision's like 2013.
What does that mean?
Don't know. Really good.
Aren't you supposed to have 2020 vision?
2013 is better than 2020.
What the? How does that even make sense?
Don't ask me how it works.
That makes no sense at all.
No. This is for an optical illusion. Who am I? What character am I gonna be?
2013.
Team 52 vision. Yeah.
Jeez. No idea what any of this means.
2013.
Your boy Gavin? No. Although he didn't do the same thing as
I mean, how does that skill work? 2013 means that what a normal person can see clearly at 13 feet, you can see clearly at 20 feet. This is a retarded system.
Yeah, surprising. Sophia, something that isn't broken.
Yeah. I'm surprised, honestly. I've been, like, using the computer 10,000 hours a day since I was 9. My vision's actually really good.
Weird thing, I'm relatively whiter than most people that I see here in Brazil.
Yeah.
I'm even more relatively whiter. I look more like a white kid than the white kids. Because the white kids sort of embrace the culture of
mestizos. Oh yeah, because you're sort of pale.
Yeah, I'm pale and I don't dress like a funk guy.
Yeah.
I'm walking around with flip-flops and shorts and shirtless, which
I think I look better with glasses, honestly. It balances out the square head.
But I do feel black. I was walking back from the gym today, and there was like this house, like a good-looking, wealthy house, with this white kid in it, and it was obviously the place where somebody with money lived, and I felt like I'm a black person, because I'm looking at this white person's house with, you know, big gate, nice house, some dogs. I'm like, oh, this where are white people? These the white people. These are true white people. I'm not.
Only 2013. So
it's more of a woke definition thing.
That's probably my only non-broken feature. And my parents' eyes are broken. They have, like, presbyopia or whatever the thing is. Nearsighted, farsighted, whatever.
Prepuce?
Mm-hmm. They have prepuces.
Sophia probably doesn't feel that white either. Because, you know, white people in... American whites are sort of weird. And fat.
I mean, what is feeling white? And what is feeling black? How would I know?
I'm feeling black, just not white. I mean, you went to school. Weren't most of the white people sort of gay? Weren't everybody gay?
Yeah, everyone was gay, honestly.
Suburbanite whites. I mean, black people are already gay.
I'm but sorry.
Suburbanite whites. That's what everybody. The normal. The, for me, in my mind, everybody who's the average person of every race is gay. So I don't feel like a white person. Suburbanites, all that. They always feel like people that I don't belong to. They're up. They're above me in pay grade. I hope everybody's doing the move pretty cleanly. I don't want anybody to get lost in translation. We value everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Being white is awesome. In fact, I just pray to God every day for making me white. Yeah. So the subs are already up to 37 people.
You're Norwegian, so.
Yeah. Probably feel properly white. Yeah, I think the only times I would feel
not
white
as good as any
is going to
person, but still.
Going to my home countries. White people. Although Scandinavians are up there cool because they have autism.
I mean, we take it.
It's only the third time I've had to do a platform again. Oh, come on, man. It's not that bad. You just gotta make the switch because you love it so much. That good. Actually, the stream's pretty stable. It's low resolution, but it's not lagging anymore.
You feel like you're the whitest person ever until you meet somebody that's wealthier than you, and then you feel that they're more white. It's a very racist thing in me, but I truly feel like people who are richer are whiter.
In the last stream, I already uploaded today.
Yeah, everything's
115. Tarrant and death penalty. Yeah, truly is a privilege to be white. Honestly, I can't disagree.
Generally sane, stable.
Yeah,
always great.
I mean, unless you're, you know, a meth head type Iga, some weird like that, then it's generally pretty good. Oh, freaking crap. And we're gonna be releasing like 4 more videos this month, probably all like at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Probably finish up Spirited Away today, and then are you even wearing those because I feel like it? Unpackage the props that I got. Let's see. They're privileged being anyone there, just different at different times. Sucks being white in downtown LA. Yeah, but I mean just like feeling white. Like even in that place, I'd still rather be white. Ooh, now I'm looking very refined. No one's guessed what these glasses are for yet, so they're not going away. It's what happens.
Just keep them on.
I mean, what would you even want a giant penis for? Not that my wiener's tiny.
Huh?
Come on.
Are you guys like pulling black people's pants down in the middle of the street? Isn't that a rape? Where'd you see that?
I don't think.
Seriously, there's so many funny little cultural things that we don't realize where we hear them from.
I don't think even white people get cordial interactions. Like, isn't everyone terrified of the police? I'm freaking terrified of the police. They were like, they came to my school to how would you say, interrogate me or whatever. Ask me some questions. I nearly pooped my pants, man.
Your piggins?
My freaking anus was like going crazy. Now, I don't even know how to tie it. I'm honestly, like, if you accidentally say, you know, like, lie without even realizing it, just don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. It's not a good idea. It's never a good idea. Get a lawyer.
Your halacha?
Yeah. Guys, I need some. Guys, I need help. Dad, teach me.
The police? I've never interacted once with the police. And I'm. I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that. Most are good two-shoe F-boys. I don't know any police officers.
Yeah, they
I hope
seem...
I never...
I mean, I agree that they suck. Not for the same reasons. Like, yeah, they abuse everybody, I mean. They, like, kind of crap. Fucked up, man. Flip the tie around so the seam is facing your body. Okay. I like the concept of delivering justice in cases. I think it's similar, when I think about it, it's similar to the politician thing. Like, oh, maybe I could become a politician and change the system. I feel like whatever's going on there, it just, like, eat away at you or something. Crap like that. Is this thing even transparent? So.
I don't have to wear glasses. I stay all day in the dark looking at a bright, monitor. And... what I'm basically telling you is I'm a super mutant from Fallout, and I have all my stats. All my special stats are 10.
Probably take this one. Alright, guys, it should be getting really obvious, but I should really tie this tie, though.
Endurance? Yeah, if, you know, you want a description of me, think of a super mutant in Fallout, and all of my special stats are 10.
Super mutants in Fallout 1 are genuinely terrifying. When you're doing the Brotherhood of Steel...
Oh.
And you encounter them while you're going to their base or whatever. Like if I happen to do an encounter
Nabul,
with them,
I knew.
Yeah, I just immediately run off screen. Run away.
He picks up a flamer.
Because my character is like really weak sauce. Like I maxed out intelligence instead. So, but I haven't had any like speech checks yet.
That's snazzy like. You good at that part yet?
No.
Snazzy like when you tell him you're a super robot.
I'm on the part where I've got to go with the BOS people back to the base and. Like...
So if he is like a ghoul.
Yeah.
So if he is a ghoul, I'm a super mutant.
There's speech tickets. Really? I'm really bad at managing time. I already like running low on time by the time I got to like the BOS stuff. So, 2,000 caps, send it. So, probably on my second playthrough, I'll like.
You got to talk to everybody, always.
Always.
So you get all the quests at once, and you can go out and complete them all. So you don't have to be going back and forth to solve things.
Yeah.
All you gotta do, go to Necropolis, get the water chip, deliver it, and then you destroy Mariposa.
Can you do stuff after that?
Yeah.
After you do the water chips?
Yep. You solve the water chip problem, and then you have to destroy the master
right.
At the cathedral and Mariposa military base.
Your voice cuts out sometimes? Oh, I should lower the noise gate then. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Like, I didn't mean to do that.
Yo. Alright, yeah. Should work now. You're made it too short. How do I, not do that? Is that just bored? What the up, dude? Can't your dad teach a tie tie? My dad left.
Your dad's gay.
My dad's gay, and he ran off with his boyfriend. This looks like the most retarded thing of all time. Oh crap!
Look it up, retard. WikiHow.
I just looked it up, and this is what I get.
All right, Q is low.
That tie is weak.
Gonna cry? Loser.
No, I'm not. It's racist. Yeah. Guys, what if my dad's like gay and he left me for welfare checks?
I don't think that's how it works.
Now I have this dongle here. Yo. Oh, man.
Spangle.
Yeah, I'll just keep it like this because this is classic.
Yeah, keep the spangle in there.
The spangle. I don't know. It didn't say it's a tie for obese people. It says a tie for gay people. It says kiss ties. A freaking bow tie? That's hilarious.
You look like you're gonna pop a willy and fart.
Yeah, pop a fart out of my willy.
Oh, I like to see that.
Of course you would. If you can't figure it out with this, you guys are hopeless. It smells like freaking anus. Is this inside out?
Everything smells like anus when it's near you.
You know what?
You look like a retard.
Yes, doctors wear freaking ponchos because it's raining piss inside of their offices.
Their own. I gotta perform the surgery.
Listen here, you screwheads.
Dude, that's so crazy. My girlfriend has female friends, and their relationships
ding,
are
ding,
all
ding.
Hell Satan.
Chris Potts got it. American Psycho.
Yep.
Aren't these the glasses he wears? Or am I smoking freaking crack?
You do.
Freaking blunt full of crack. Smells strongly of anus. Does he even wear glasses? Yeah.
Do we accept Medicaid? Yes, we do accept. Sophia accepts all the Medicaid. She needs all of it. She has one endurance and one strength. Mm-hmm. You broke your foot, what? Jumping on snow or something?
Yeah, you just fused the two broken bone stories together into one.
Or something.
I broke my friggin' butt farting on a trampoline.
I broke my butt bone farting on a trampoline. Ouch! My fart just broke.
Oh, my fart! I'm sorry. Is something funny, Mr. President?
My, like, My girlfriend's phone broke, and like I said, her mom is gonna buy her a new one. I said, like, yeah, I want to help so that your mom doesn't have to spend that much money. She does this all the time. She asks me, won't that bother you spending money? The concept of being bothered by your girlfriend is so far from economic, like, financial reasons, it's retarded to even relate them. Being bothered by a girlfriend is a psychological, like, freak show. It's not even close to being money related.
I'm a gay. I'm sorry. You just called me, Mr. President. Did you just call me a gay midget doctor?
Some people's, like, best friends and girlfriends and boyfriends smoke weed or are addicted to weed.
Friggin' weed.
Ugh. Weed, dude.
I do need an axe.
So many people are spending like $200 a month on weed. I'm being moderate here. People.
Friggin' crazy. You could buy like 10 Steam games with that.
People are spending, a lot of people's boyfriends and girlfriends are spending $200 on weed a month. A lot of people's best friends are doing that right now. Isn't that crazy? All's I'm saying. Isn't that crazy?
Yo, Tashlin, what's going on, mate? Yo!
What's going on, mate?
That's so rude!
That's so rude! You must be smoking, like, non-stop. No, $200 of weed, it's not that much. That's, like, normal. If you smoke every night, that's $400. Like bong levels, you get 400. If you're getting into edibles and you're making whatever else, the more potent stuff, more whatever, bunch of grams of edibles, you're spending way more than 400. Used to be a lot, yeah, because back then it was like broke, jive turkey bud. Now it's all types of freaking penis weed. Inject the weed into your penis. Penis pipe weed. American dollars, dude. For real.
Freaking weed! That's crazier the more I think about it. Some people smoke freaking weed every day.
If we're talking about edibles and stuff like that, Stars of Death, all that stuff, synthesized weed, that's like $500 if you do it often.
And then people wonder why they have no money. They spend like $400 a month on their like $30,000 car, $500 a month on weed. Freaking, what else? What else do people spend money on? Rent instead of getting a mortgage?
Oh, that's so crazy.
Then they never save any money. They spend, what, like $2,000 on rent for a tiny apartment in a big city instead of, I don't know, $1,000 a month on a freaking house that you can own?
That's so crazy.
Weed every day for 3 months? Dude, what was that like, man? That sounds like hell to me. Why does everyone here smoke weed? Yeah. I don't know. It's surprisingly common in our day and age, really.
That's crazy. I smoke cigars one every 2 weeks. I think I drink like a glass of wine probably once every month or something.
What's the drinking age there?
I don't even know. Might be 18. Drinking age Brazil. And I'm typing this in English because I'm a genius. 18, yeah, 18.
Hmm. The alcohol is really gross.
Beer tastes like anus to me. I've never drank any other liquor, any other alcoholic drink. But I drank wine, and there is a specific type of wine. My girlfriend likes the same wine as me, which is basically grape juice with alcohol. It's sort of tasty. It's the same wine they use at the communion. It's sweet wine. Purple one, not the white wine or whatever.
Ah, yeah.
Purple.
I shouldn't have said the answer, so you just left the costume on. Yeah. Pretty nice. Hold on. Let me see if this mask even fits. Yeah, wine's tolerable, but, you know, liquor and stuff like that is so freaking good.
Never tasted anything else. I know beer. I didn't like beer when I tasted it. But
yeah, I can't drink beer anyways since it is, you know, wheat. But
I enjoyed wine, but not too much of it. It makes me. It tastes like face? I don't know that Victory Nuka Cola. It tastes like radiation.
Wrap it around my head? Question mark? I'm really dumb.
Oh, tell me.
Yeah, I'm freaking. Yeah, I go to the pickle bar every weekend, so I know my stuff here.
Yeah, the pickle bar serves all kinds of drinks.
Freaking butt.
Pickle drinks. Yeah, I like my wine with a pickle floating in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only acceptable option.
Yeah, you sound great right now. I bet everybody's understanding what you say. smell like an anus?
Smells like a freaking anus.
You should probably stop putting your anus in it.
Hold on. I don't know where I actually get this on. Smells vaguely of anus. It's like tolerable amount of anus, I'd say. Professor Jiggly Penis? Yeah, this is probably what he'd look like.
A devil from hell?
Yep. I gotta, like, my penis is, like, curved.
Your penis is curved?
Yeah, like, goes okay to one side. Rather than being even.
I really... Yo. Yo. Did you guys watch, like, Fallout 1 streams? Because I know the new Project 2 crew. Yeah. The new Project 2 crew, like 10 people, are pretty crazy. And they would, you know, they're all types of
good looking
and hot and sexy.
Yeah, you guys are freaking sexy if I've ever seen sexy. And I have.
Isn't that what Phil DeFranco says?
Yeah, what's up, you sexy mamas?
What's up, you freaks? What's up, you sex freaks? What's up, no, foot sex addicts? What's up, butt sex addicts? Yo, why is that tilted though? Crooked.
I don't know. My PC is here this way.
Yo.
Probably because I don't even have it on properly. Oh gosh.
I'm gonna have to smell my own burp now. Oh, it smells great. Mmm. Smells kind of good, like a gay sex part. Oh, I remembered, I can't drink. Yeah, nice one. Let me put my beak in here. Take a sip. Oh, what am I listening to? Oh, this sounds good. I hope someone doesn't start having gay sex on the song while it's happening. Now I'm gonna be like a UFC. What would I even qualify as? Would I qualify as anything? What's like below featherweight? Guys. What's up, guys? It's your boy, Jewish Nepotism here. Back again to suck another gay penis.
Get that mask off your face, idiot.
No.
You sound like garbage, bro.
Shut up. Freaking gay sex part. You know that the part you have when someone puts a freaking penis in your butt. I'd probably fart if someone tried to freaking molest me like that. I'm having a hard time seeing, guys. I think I'm going blind. I'm inhaling my own farts in this thing. I kind of look like a Kenku or some crap. Is my face even visible? Yeah. Medieval Chad. This looks cool. Let's start flossing. How even tighten this? Whatever, it doesn't matter. You have to tilt the camera up. That's pretty cool. I bet they were doing that to get the demons away. Alright.
How'd I get this freaking thing on my head?
It's gonna be stuck here forever? Sick nasty.
Kinda liking this look though. That music's kind of loud. I gotta turn it off. Turn it off? Turn it down. Sorry, just having a bit of a brain hemorrhoid. Oh. Chair wheel getting on my freaking cape. Should we cosplay when we play D&D? Oh, that's kind of gay, but it's kind of also nice. What am I getting? A cat? I don't want to be a furry. Yeah, that sort of raises an important question, which is if you were to become some maniac shooter, what would your costume be? I mean, you could probably... What would be the worst? Maybe like a diaper or something.
What?
Yeah, how would you dress up to be a shooter? Wear naked? One of those, why would you be gay or stupid or trans when you could just be racist shirts?
I get naked.
Naked? Straight up naked?
Well, I mean, depends on where I'm going. What you mean? Like, if I'm gonna do the killdozer thing, I'm inside the car, so I can be naked. If I'm gonna kill Bill Gates by invading his house, I'll be naked for sure.
Alright, I gotta change the music. Ah, I'm gonna freaking pee my pants.
Now, if I'm gonna be on the street, I probably wear like a orange jumpsuit.
Well, that's so cool. Are you like a Brockhampton stan?
What do like people in prison wear? Can you buy those?
Prolapse stances?
No, I don't think they thinking that that's a wearing thing.
Do you ever go stream without peeing your pants? That's a good question. Do I ever go a day without peeing my pants?
Maybe a blue or a green jumpsuit, like the one Dave Chappelle wears in his show.
Yeah. Alright. I'm gonna take a quick bathroom break. Be assured I'm not taking this off.
No hair at all on my head. Shaved my eyebrows completely. Bald. And with a green jumpsuit. Some boots. Depends on how low your balls hang. It might hurt. Green jumpsuit, black rubber boots, completely bald head. Probably shave my entire body. Don't ask me why. I'd probably be shaved, completely shaved, and probably wearing shades too.
I'm sorry, there is a shooter named Gabby. That's my name. Holy crap, that's my name. Can you believe that, Victor?
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah, I'd probably be completely shaved. No eyebrows.
Oh, I would need to do that. If anyone needs to shave their head, no eyebrows, it's me. Oh, terrifying.
I would be completely shaved.
Grow a mustache.
Black rubber boots, green jumpsuit. Probably glasses or shades.
I probably have like hot dogs sticking out of my pockets, honestly. That's really all I know, though. You know, sticking out of my butt. Gabby Giffords? Who the F is that? Oh, Giffords.
I get really mad about later Fallout stuff because the power armor is not a thing everybody has. It's a Brotherhood of Steel thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Fallout 4 kind of sucks and blows.
Fallout 2 has an Enclave armor. It's a different thing. And the other cover... has a guy wearing just the power armor helmet, but he's not wearing the suit. It's a tribal. New Vegas has the NCR Ranger. But 3 and 4 only have the power armor. No alterations, just like one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is gay. That's a Brotherhood of Steel thing, and they're sort of an insular group. They're not the... They're not big guys. At all.
Mm-hmm.
They don't aspire to be, you know, expand and dominate.
Nice PMP.
What's up, Pippin?
Yo, cowboy. What's going on, guys?
Her
How's it going?
Was bald and had no eyebrows like Victor once for his shooter look. Is that done then? I can't do it no more.
He wasn't.
I've seen this guy.
He wasn't completely bald though. Yeah, like.
Yeah, he had alopecia though.
I mean, normal person shaving their whole everything. Why does this girl kind of look like Sarah Palin?
I'm really sick of hot women. Are we ready for that conversation? Sophia?
Yeah. Sure.
Are us and our audience ready for that conversation?
You guys understand, right?
Really sick of hot women. Don't want to see them.
Like the NCR Ranger suit? Yeah, never got it, but this looks really cool. No? Yes? The men seem to disagree. We get it. I think this is the Gavin McInnes spiel.
What?
That hot women are boring and like weird looking women are the best.
But I'm beyond that. I think a hot, like, that's everywhere you look, there's a hot chick. Naked. Doesn't it get a little bit tiring? An old fishing rod, you guys? I can confirm this is true. You're funny. But seriously, visually, it's a barrage. Every 3D modeled woman has to have a big butt and big boobs and has to have rubber sticking all the way into their anus.
Latex?
Yeah. Don't normal women exist? Either they look hideous or they're the greatest looking of all time.
Huh, Swam? What you talking about?
I they look normal. Women look friendly, like I could talk to them instead of looking. Like...
Yeah, hot women are sort of terrifying to me because I know that they're like horrible people always.
Yeah, it's like psychosis, and makeup's a real big problem.
Like
such a psychosis enabler.
The more like good looking a girl was, the more freaking crazy she was.
1 hour on makeup every day.
I don't know how to call, but I literally never care about homo women or whatever. Isn't that just like healthy? I'm not popping big red ones all the time.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not supposed, after your post puberty, you're not supposed to be popping them that frequently. Just like, it's just like debating where you shouldn't get in arguments if you're not ready to, you know, fight physically. Your popper shouldn't be standing up all the time if you're not gonna smack a rune. Makeup routine in 1.5 speed, it still took 37 minutes. Yeah, that stuff is insane.
Yeah. Also, everything sexual is disgusting and vile to me. That means you're blessed and amazing and awesome. That means you're not a degenerate. So thank God for that.
Isn't it a porn thing if you're having boners all the time? Because if your brain thinks that having sex...
Wait, did you like ever watch porn?
If your brain thinks having sex equals masturbating and vice versa, then when you see hot women, your brain goes, dude, have sex with her. Because he thinks you can. But when you dissociate masturbating from having sex, you see a good-looking woman, and you don't think, dude, have sex with her. You think, oh, okay. And your penis does not react at all. I mean, that's rational, right?
Yeah.
Your penis is not supposed to be jumping all over the place. Multitasking.
I'd be hesitant to take that sort of title.
You're probably just hormonally weird.
Yeah, which would make sense when you're not interested in relationships at all.
It means your testosterone levels are high, which is the primary male hormone. What are you responding to? Sex dreams feel like being possessed by demons? I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah.
That.
I'm pretty sure they are, because they, you know, they just come out of nowhere for no reason. Huh. With your wife, Mr. Prince? Yeah, I know too much about different types of sexual... Yeah, no one should know anything about anything except, you know... The fact that there's all these terms and people know what they are.
Thank you.
you low, take your time. Take a ticket, take a train to the end of the line. See where you can go. Spending this plastic, no good.
If it's lower absent and you have testicles, then you're probably hormonally weird and off. I wonder, can you save me? I can't die. My boo-boo's out to have my... Man, that song was really good.
I mean, if you do have CFS, it might be related to that.
100% that's related to that.
Yeah, some hormonal dysfunction.
Would have a relationship, but the sex stuff makes me cringe. I mean, that's directly part of it.
Like...
Not that there's a problem with a childless marriage necessarily. Like that's bad or wrong or anything like that, but the sexual nature, if it was just relationship for the sake of relationship, then it wouldn't even be a problem if you were a homosexual. It is a problem if you are a homosexual because of the sexual nature of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And men and women, like, even when you don't do it, that is the underlying narrative there.
I'd have children too just because it's important. Well, yeah, like, you're not supposed to be doing that stuff before marriage, but the interest has to be there, obviously.
Like, that stuff naturally occurs. The women liking hot chicks, that's good. This is an obvious statement for right here. But yeah. If you're a man, liking hot chicks is cool. I think Jordan talks about how important it is to, like, sexual attraction is very important to for relationships to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing you really gotta take in. You can't really, you know, just brush it off. Yeah, I can have more refined and sophisticated and less physically based foundations from our relationship. Yeah, go ahead. Try that out. Your penis is attached to you. You're not going to do anything about that. As miserable as that is. So you got to deal with it. Can't really ignore it. Forever. Got hormones and all that.
That's a funny question. Oh man.
I'm talking aesthetics here. Because that's what I can even conceptualize. I can't conceptualize anything socially. But aesthetics wise, things matter to your perception structure for a reason.
What's funny, big guy? I'm just talking penises.
Men fight for resources, women for status. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's the case.
I mean, yeah, it's easier to be swam in certain areas, but harder in others. Like, in the future, are you gonna, like, pursue a family? Because building a relationship is harder if there's, you know, not attraction.
Pergamy is real. That always comes around in discussions about these things. That's why I don't like hierarchizing in that way, at least. Everybody hierarchizes. In some way. And I can't even use the current hierarchies as examples of anything because everything is so crazy. I don't know if men battle for resources anymore or if women are for status. It's just so whacked. Whack.
I'm gonna be dead soon, probably. Oh, come on, man. Just don't die.
Men marry are crossing down because to them, any reproduction is a win. 60% of men do not reproduce. I heard 50. But yeah, but that stuff isn't something I even take account of. Sincerely.
Is it worth thinking about? Truly? Does it help you?
You can derive a lot of... You can derive a lot of crazy stuff from that. A lot of behavioral, self-fulfilling prophecies. Again, your perception structure changes so much of how you feel about things. Just the first, as soon as you know them. Dog.
Yeah, I don't know if hypergamy is real. Perhaps
I've heard
not.
All this
personally,
stuff
I don't.
Times.
Yeah, I've like everyone talks about that.
Where I don't think it's even relevant at all.
Can't have kids if I'm gonna be sick like this. Probably isn't possible to be a priest either if you're sick like that. I'm not really, like, personally, I don't get the hypergamy thing from my point of view, because I'm not really interested in the, like, high status, like, prototypically hot guys, whatever. Like, when everyone was going crazy over, like, boy bands and stuff like that. Maybe I'm just a freaking... gay retard.
Men collect resources for the family, women distribute them. This is copy pasta you're sending in the chat right now. This stuff, I'm not even saying it's wrong. I'm just saying the conclusions to be derived from them are not necessarily the same every time you read them. it makes people way too confident to make a bunch of claims that they probably shouldn't even be thinking about in the first place.
Aren't you already considered high status yourself? What? What does that even mean?
Again, resources and status, divide those two. Well, for me.
Yeah, I don't really get how any of this stuff helps you figure out a relationship.
That stuff is all useless. Memorizing them, even more so.
Yeah, it's just an interesting factoid. It satiates the curiosity, but...
But the claims you can make and altering behaviors based on it, it's all useless. You could write it all off. You don't deal with people. You don't deal with man.
Famously celeb. Yeah, but that's not really what determines a woman's status. Right? That's more like a men's status thing.
If so, then what do men acquire resources for, if not status? Do they do it for free? What's money good for? That's way more complicated than it seems if you're going to get into
maybe
that.
Maybe that's why you're not concerned about status, because you already have it. Perhaps. I wouldn't really say I'm famous, but yeah, I'm from a well-to-do family. But even aesthetically.
Resources for the family? What do you base that on? And what is that for?
Victor's sick of hot girls, I'm sick of hot guys.
Why do they do that for? And what do women spend on, and how does that make mean status? How do those things equate? In order to keep and appease their other half of the head of the family, they compete hard. Okay, so it is status. It's just status in the eyes of the women. And then again, it's all useless. All that drivel and the narrative. You're better off not thinking about it. Or cataloging in that way. Very useless. Good. Yeah, you're already adding a qualifier in there, so it's useless. You're not... It's too vague. That's what he's saying. No, that's not what the sentence says. Usually pans out to people, yeah, I'm a lawyer, you shouldn't get married, way too often about that stuff, so I'm never
yeah, usually those, when people are saying that sort of thing, they're like, dude, women are just like a financial drain, you shouldn't get married, you should just be a like bachelor forever.
Yeah, I'm a lawyer. Yeah, my brother's a lawyer. I'm a judge. So I don't ever pay attention to that. The true being truly alpha is being schizophrenic. There's a level of truth to that statement,
mm-hmm.
Which is, if you are confident, and I never find any problem with overconfidence. What's the worst thing? You fail? Yeah, wouldn't you fail anyway,
mm-hmm.
If you didn't try in the first place? I'm not advocating for, you know, gambling or crazy risk taking, but there's being confident that things might work. that's necessary. Otherwise, you're a loser. Thus, what if you trust the things you say yourself, and you are capable of altering reality around you, you're making your own, you're shaping your own reality, you are schizophrenic. Because your vision doesn't match reality, yet you're making it that way. Don't think the world is a static, at least not in a small scale. It's not a static thing. It's so chaotic. That's the problem with it. It's so chaotic. The only thing you can trust is probably your vision, which is why you should triple down on it always, which makes you a schizophrenic and also awesome. I wouldn't be nowhere if I wasn't schizophrenic.
It kind of is. Or am I wrong? Seems like
it is
really obvious.
It is. Among women themselves, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Among men, it sort of makes a difference, but not the greatest thing of all time. Depends on the situation. Depends on the... Yeah.
What is the greatest thing of all time?
It depends on the standards of being applied.
Yeah, you can just look at a girl and know that she's at the top of the food chain.
A tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls. Oh, shouldn't you be getting help?
Man, things are amazing and awesome.
What?
Never forget that.
Oh yeah.
Just feeling it, man. I think I'm bipolar because I get random bursts of joy out of nowhere and then suddenly I'm crashing deep into depression and it repeats over and over. I don't think that's bipolar as much as that's just everyone nowadays. This is a result of bad sleeping schedule, bad eating, bad everything else. I used to be like that. I'm not now. It's freaking magic. Used to be anxious and depressed. Definitely not now.
No help? No, I'm not fucking meds.
I'm emotionally, I think I'm in the top 10% of people now.
I'm saying go get fixed. Get fixed up. You're a car. Go get fixed up. Go get fixed. Like a car.
I already am on meds, but luckily they work well. What meds are you on?
Yeah.
Cause anytime someone tells me they're like emotionally bad, the last conclusion is that they actually have some neurochemical problem. For me. I mean, it's possible, but I mean, everyone having depression, yeah, okay. It's just simply not possible. Antidepressants? Aw, come on, man. They work well? What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't trust any of that.
I really don't trust that.
When people on meds tell me that they work, I don't think they are telling me the truth.
Because freaking... we know someone who smokes a bunch of weed and they tell us that it works. Not dissing them, but it's kind of insane.
At the same time that I'm thinking,
yeah.
Don't know. I never trust anything like that. I stop. This is how crazy I am with my biases. When I'm met with things that contradict my view, I my first conclusion is there's probably something off about this example. I remain with my bias. The likelihood is there's something wrong with the meds, and there's a better alternative.
Mm-hmm. Have given me more energy? Well, that's good. Have they fixed the emotional thing? I'm always skeptical of friggin' pharmaceuticals, pharmakia. You ever taken, I probably already asked you this, but you ever taken meds for your appetite? Stuff like that? Or, you know, melatonin for sleeping better or something like that? I'm eating fish every day now, maybe that's why I'm feeling better. Yeah, protein. Protein is good. No, you should try that as well if you're gonna jump to antidepressants, because I know your appetite and your food and sleeping is all effed up, and that's probably really bad for your energy.
My hands stopped.
Been eating rice for dinner.
Hurting yesterday.
Makes me happy each time.
And today, this morning, I couldn't stop punching. It's crazy when you get in a the flow of it and your hands are not hurting. You go for a straight 15 second rockets.
Yep. Isn't fish quicker to digest than something like red meat?
Yeah, they straight up slither out your anus.
Yeah, straight up slither out your anus, so probably feels light and energetic. Fish is freaking awful. Yeah, fish has always made me nauseous, but, you know, if you're a person that likes it, yeah, I mean, chicken's a good alternative. I think that's the fastest to digest. Chicken is wonderful. It's probably what I eat the most. That's based. But I highly recommend getting, you know, at least one thing, your food or your sleep, right? Food would probably be easier. But I don't know. Because I know there's, like, drugs out there for increasing your appetite. Not literal drugs, you know, like, prescriptions, but you know what I mean. Yeah, sleep is more important than food, but I don't know. I don't know which one's more difficult. I'm inclined to say food would be easier, considering your specific condition, but you know better than I do. Yeah, I'm much better now that I wake up, at least, at the same time every day. If you need a hard reset, just stay for 24 hours and then sleep for whichever would be good to sleep on. Honestly, that's true. food I could potentially fix, but my sleep is gonna be screwed as long as I'm stuck at home. Yeah, then go for food then. You know, eat, ask your doctor or whoever for what, actually look it up and then tell them to give it to you, because doctors know nothing and will kill you. And then, I don't know, go for like the lightest foods you could possibly handle, but, you know, would have the most calories. Actually, you can calculate your,
No, I basal metabolic rate. Reject the idea that you can stay up for 24 hours and then reset. You're not a Sims character. Your sleep, it's not a bar that you can empty or fill linearly. Randomly, there will be parts of the day which you will feel sleepy. And there will be times where you will sleep late and wake up early and not feel sleepy at all. Your body is not, you know, a linear machine. And it won't feel sleep even when you haven't slept for 24 hours, depending on the conditions.
These streams are messing up my sleep recently. Oh man, you gotta watch the archives then. I mean, you do pay after all. I don't wanna be messing up your sleep, but I mean, the time zone is too different. Anyways.
Just start eating stuff.
I think we were just throwing stuff at walls and seeing what sticks. Yeah, whatever, whenever you go to a doctor, have exactly what you want in mind and then demand, you know, don't be violent, but say like, I looked this up, I think I need this.
Don't be violent, don't kick your doctor,
you know,
in
don't
balls.
Kick them in the freaking head. Like, don't walk into the office, catch them by surprise
with
a
Joe
drop
Rogan's kick. Spin kick and break their ribs.
Yeah, like they'll probably like say yes, cuz you're not asking for like painkillers or whatever. You know, look up whatever it is you need, tell them like to write you a prescription, and they will, cuz they only have 15 minutes and they want you to be gone and out of their office anyway. So they'll do it.
No. There's no resetting. If you want to sleep, you lay down. Even if you don't sleep, you stay down. If you're real about it. Try doing that.
You're actually not supposed to do that. If you can't sleep, you're supposed to get out of bed. Because you're trying to designate that place for sleeping and sleeping only. Like, if you're real about it, like, keep your computer in your bed in different rooms. And, like, don't watch stuff in bed, and if you really have problems.
I don't know. The Army does it. I'll trust the Army. I'll trust the U.S. Marine.
Yeah, U.S. Marines, best awesome people. Super cool.
Listen, they get people sleeping on time. They get Jocko Willink. Gotta sleep, you lay down. You stay up all night in the dark, you do that, and then you get up.
I've done the wake up at the same time every day. That's way easier, but going to sleep at the same time, I've never been able to do that ever. Because I'm very low willpower.
Every single person in this planet who's had a single Google search is extremely confident. Every freaking doctor has a different, very confident opinion on, you know, what you should do. So I'll take the leap to do the exact same thing, and I'm saying just lay down and you wait until you sleep, or you don't. Maybe you don't.
I've been to a physiotherapist, and she's almost shocked at how tense my body is. She says, I'm constantly in alert mode, so I can't ever rest and breathe even when I sleep. Are you, like, cortisol junkie mode? That would have a big impact on your energy. I wonder if there's anything you're putting into your body that's, getting you all inflamed and crap.
I don't know what's wrong.
Because that would be that causes free radicals and friggin' steals all your energy. Honestly, we know nothing, but we're probably, like, better educated than your doctor.
We're probably the same educated as your doctor, because everybody's just saying stuff all the time for no reason, based on nothing.
I don't know what cortisol is. So, it's the main stress hormone, and it gets your body in alert mode so you can run away from whatever tiger is chasing you down.
It's way, like, making healthy bodies is more complicated than making, like, fixing the world. Stuff like that is so simple once you get, because there's no fixing anything before you fix your body, and after your body's fixed, anything is fixable real easy. So that's probably the most difficult thing, where there's no imperatives at all. So go ahead and do what a bunch of random retards will tell you, like me, and just lay down and stay in the dark, meditate, treat it like meditation until you fall asleep. Count, how's that? Count your breaths.
When you wake up at an early time and don't want to get up, scream your way up and then put cold water in your face. I do it in the morning. Jeez. Yeah, I'd scream if I lived alone, probably. Yeah, I just use cortisol as a catch-all term. But yeah, that's my first recommendation. Find, look up how to, like, what medication you can get to increase your appetite, other stuff that'll make you more hungry, and then calculate your basal metabolic rate. Actually, there's like probably a calculator online. If I got your height and weight, I could do it. And then, you know, you need to eat more than that amount of calories to actually gain weight. Gender male, height, 1 foot, 3. That's your height, right, Swam? Weight and age. That's what I need. No, not you, cowboy. Freaking swim. We're not gonna get into crazy complex stuff like gut microbiome and all that crap. Whether you need a freaking poop transplant up your butt. Just, you know, basic, like, you're eating enough to at least maintain your weight. What? Sorry, I was AFK. I need your height, weight, and age. And your social security number. No, just first three.
And the size of your penis and a picture of your mother's vagina.
Yeah. Size of your penis, big deal. Big part of your caloric intake. Yeah, your mother's weight.
Your mother's weight and her cell phone. Give me your mother's cell phone.
Does it get cold at night? There are big temperature changes in Nevada. Yeah, it gets freaking cold as freaking balls during the night. All right, 49 kilograms to pounds. Please speak English. 108 pounds, or like 3 pounds heavier than me. Okay, 108. And then age and height. You're probably like 8'2". About 5'9" and 20 years old. Okay. 5'9", 20 years old. Oh, shoot. Needs to be his butt naked underneath her hoodie. All right, come on now. You don't, like, need to call me out like that. Okay, basal metabolic rate is 1,480 calories, so you need to eat at least that to maintain your weight. And probably double if you really want to be gaining. But, you know. I mean, how many calories are you eating a day? I have no clue, probably around zero. Alright, well, eating, you know, 1,480 calories would be a start. How much food is that, actually? Freaking poop. Yeah, people are looking for 1,400 calorie meal plans to lose weight. Just like kind of a lot of food, actually. Wait, what's my basal metabolic rate? I'm 5'2".
Basing out of balls?
Yeah, how many balls do I have in my butt? 1,333. Okay. 2,000 calories a day is what you need. Yeah, that's average, but Swam is an anorexic Auschwitz person. So, I mean, 2,000 would be enough for him to gain quite a bit of weight. He's basically Dr. Soph now.
Yeah, literally anybody is qualified to do it.
Yeah. Okay, this is pretty easy. 5 ounce grains, 1.5 cups of vegetables, 1.5 cups of fruit, 2 cups of milk, and 4 ounces of meat and beans. That's like not a lot.
Just eat a lot. How about eat a lot? A lot of bananas, a lot of milk.
There's a McDonald's nearby that gives you calories. Honestly, any calories are good calories. You know.
I'll tell you that much. I eat a lot of crap, and I do strength training, and I look good, and I feel good.
Yeah.
And I manage to sleep pretty well.
Get away with it. Yeah. Just I don't know. Download some tracker thing, calorie tracker, and eat enough to hit 1,400 calories at least, so you're not losing weight. So you have enough calories to have an appropriate amount of energy for how much you weigh. It could be 1,400 calories of pizza for a day, for all I freaking care.
Just eat a lot. Buy a lot of bananas, buy a lot of milk, eat a lot of meat. Sort of
filling. Whatever freaking does the anus.
Bananas. I trust bananas.
Banana. It's only 100 calories per banana. You need like 14 bananas a day.
Oh, yeah. You can eat 14 bananas a day.
Really? Swim? Can you
Yeah,
that?
They're tasty. I can eat 6 bananas in friggin' 20 minutes.
Well, honestly, it's not about as much about gaining weight for you as it is having enough energy, so if you have, doesn't really matter if you have a fast metabolism in that case.
I remember hearing about like a power lifter who went to the gym with a blue plastic bag, like 20 liters, full of bananas, and he ate throughout his workout, like a bunch of them. Like, I don't know, he brought probably 100 bananas.
The last time I touched a banana, a bunch of spiders came out? Holy crap! I like bananas, but they're quite filling.
Eat bananas, eat milk. Eat milk. Go ahead and eat some milk. Okay?
Seems meat, we have a bunch of banana haters in here.
Broccoli?
Those are all very filling. Whatever works. Whatever works. Just get those 1,400 calories in. You'll be friggin' good.
Very fat meat, broccoli, tomato.
Just spiders came out. That was freaking the worst thing ever. Ooh, hamburger. Oh my gosh, that's so yummy. Ha ha ha.
Get fat meat. Fat meat, broccoli, tomato. Get rice and beans. Get bananas. Get milk. Drink whole gallons of milk.
You can do it. How many calories is in a gallon of milk?
Milk tastes good.
It sounds like you're trying to torture swim.
No, that's what I would do if I could make up my own food.
Yeah, except... Yo, a gallon of milk has 1,600 calories? All you need to do is drink a whole gallon of milk in a day. Dude.
Yeah, milk out.
And that's just milk 1% fat. If you do regular 2% fat, it's freaking 2,000 calories.
Milk out. I'm telling you, dude. Bananas make me poo? How is that a bad thing? Go ahead.
That is true, but it's a good thing.
Dude, bananas, milk, broccoli, tomato, fat meat.
Tomatoes are fire, but that's my diet. They cut my entire mouth open.
What, your chewing liquor? What are you saying?
My mouth gets like a bunch of like razor cuts in it.
What from?
Eating tomatoes.
What's wrong with your tomatoes?
I don't know. My dad gets it too. I think it's some sort of inflammation thing. Inflamed. Beethoven.
Oh. But I guess most people aren't retarded like you and your dad. So go ahead and eat a lot of tomatoes. Tomatoes, broccoli. Here, I'm giving you a diet here. You can believe in it. Tomato, broccoli, banana milk.
How much?
And meat.
Chicken would you have to eat?
Oh, I used to eat a lot of chicken. I should probably eat a lot more and drink a lot more milk. Dude, I would poop milk if I could.
Just
when I live on my own, I'm gonna have gallons of milk in my fridge.
Yeah, just get your, just get whoever does the shopping in your house to buy like all your favorite stuff, and then just eat enough of it.
Dude, tomato out, milk out. Tomatoes with milk, tasty.
That unironically sounds like a dream. Good. I just eat grilled sandwiches and pickles all day if I could.
My milk and hates bananas. And I kissed her in the mouth.
So you can vegetables? What do you mean? You like
imagine how
pants?
Being her probably is. Tomatoes are good for your butt. I'm giving you butt food. Everything that I eat is good for my butt.
And broccoli is...
It's going to be good for your
good,
butt.
Good butt food. Broccoli and freaking bananas.
I'm telling you all the butt food. And that's the most important organ in your whole body for eating.
Yeah, you eat with your anus.
You eat for your anus. You might as well
milk is good. I can drink a lot of milk every day. That's good. Cause yeah, get some nice whole milk. Super calorie dense. Drink a lot of it.
You just milk and chicken, honestly. Fast food. Milk. I'm chugging milk. Oh man, milk is so good. I'm telling you. What is it? Okay.
I just drink a gallon of milk, my butt would explode with poop. Oh man. Yeah, if I drink too much milk, that's not good. The butt diet by Dr. Sophia and
MMBBT.
MMD?
Meat, milk, broccoli, bananas, and tomatoes. It's five foods you need there. Gonna fix your butt right up, and everything else is gonna fall.
Isn't there literally like along. Diarrhea diet, which is like bread, bananas, oatmeal, and peanut butter or something like that?
Oh man, bananas! I wish I could have 20 bananas right now.
applesauce. Oh, I haven't had that in a while.
If we're talking diets, I'm a personal trainer. My girlfriend's a dietitian. I don't want to hear anybody. I don't want to hear you money launderers in my chat.
Oh, yeah, man, I got the best. Now.
I just gave you the best diet of all time.
Chicken, freaking burgers, breakfast, burger, lunch, more burger, dinner, burger.
Go ahead, get fat. Fatness is a lie. Every time I've seen
just
those,
try to get fat. Try your hardest.
Every time I see those things, like 50% of Americans are overweight and dead too. I never see those people.
Yeah, you don't even live in America.
Yeah, but I see people filming and stuff. Usually they look normal. So I think that's a lie. I think you can. It's easy to not be fat.
Like 30% of Americans are fat. Like, probably if you go in 15. Any public. Eh. I live in America. I tell you, a lot of people are freaking fat. It's hard to find a skinny person. I don't know. They got like a beer belly, freaking gut.
Oh, that's not fat, dude. That's normal.
Fat is normal? You're not supposed to have a beer belly.
A beer gut? That's like everybody.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not fat.
1,000 years ago.
You're not supposed to have that. Oversized fat cells.
That person's not going to die of a heart attack. We're talking about...
Yeah, but heart attack is the leading cause of death in America.
And how many deaths is that?
Let me see.
Get the gorilla gut.
What's the
average age that happens?
800,000 people in the United States die from cardiovascular disease.
80,000?
Each year. 800,000. It's nearly 800,000. A million, and the whole population is 300 million.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, but don't you think that's related?
You gotta die some. How, and what's the average age for that?
Beer belly is freaking fat. Are you crazy? If that's not fat, what is?
If I can see your knees, you're not fat.
Jeez Louise, dude. You freaking insane?
Can you run for 30 seconds? You're not fat.
I guess that means I'm fat.
Yeah. 800,000 is like 1 in 365. That's like nothing.
Yeah, that's like nothing, dude.
I'm so unconcerned with that. 1 in 365, and the guy probably is like 68. Or 74.
Yeah, 1 in every 4 deaths is from... friggin' butt is too big.
Yeah, because everything else is like cured. Now death is a choice. That's how great...
You're kind of... You gotta be joking. You're joking, right? Is it a joke? Or are you actually schizophrenic?
Keep this mindset up, Victor, and you're gonna become the opposite of me. Well... Isn't that every guy in their 40s?
Yeah.
That and hasn't that been
fat.
Every guy in their 40s for 100 billion years?
That's not my dad. That'd be freaking terrifying.
Isn't your dad chubby, though?
Not to that extent.
I mean, it's not focused on his belly, but he's... And what's the average age of death?
Keep this mindset up, Victor. You can become the opposite of me.
Awesome. I'm looking.
I mean, I don't think it's supposed to be like that, honestly. Because that's freaking disgusting. And when something's disgusting, it's an anomaly. Most people aren't Catholic too, that doesn't mean it's good.
Hey, I'm not saying it's alright. I'm just not losing my marbles over it.
I'm not losing my marbles over it, I'm saying it's fat.
Ah, I reserve that. I reserve.
Up with the Discord? What you mean, boy? Oh, 195 for a 6263 band? I don't know. Not getting the email from Subscribestar to activate the account? Oh, that's weird. Have you checked your spam or whatever?
My tricep, frick.
Oh, my freaking tricep. It says you're subbed. I just checked my subscribers. I clicked to send the email at work now, based.
Gabagool. Get some Gabagool. Get some Marigot.
Some freaking Gabagool. You want to wrap it up in 7 minutes?
Yes. I don't know. Welcome. What do Italian people eat? Just eat Italian, and you're gonna be fat in no time.
Friggin' pizza and pasta.
Pizza and pasta.
Friggin' lasagna.
Gabagool. And all types of stuff, and get fat. Get like Anthony Gandolfini fat, and go ahead.
Yeah, become Tony Soprano.
Become Tony Soprano. The world is needing you when you're gut. Hey. This is a body positive stream. I mean, if you're old, what are you gonna do?
I don't really care. I don't really care how much you can bench. Aesthetics are more important.
Yeah.
Because, like, in this day and age, unless you're doing it for fun, even, like, if you pull a gun on a UFC dude, it's over for him. So.
You row? Who said what they can bench?
Look at how much you can power clean.
You're a nerd, dude. Who said that, though? Can I find that in the chat?
What?
Oh, nerdy cowboy there. Look at how much you can power clean. No, how about this?
I want to, like, when I see effeminate males, I feel like beating them up and raping them.
I don't know.
I'm just talking about if you're boobies? Strong, but yeah, if you're strong but you look fat. What was the freaking guy? The boxer.
Tyson
dude?
Fury.
Yeah, who had like gut, like. That'd be kind of like ugly like though.
Kind of thing that's awesome. But those guys are freaking enormous and retardedly strong. But seriously, go get just get chest and abs and have your arms not look like you're a woman.
Yeah, you don't have to. I don't want to freaking buff.
Don't get as long as your elbows are not wider than your like the rest of your arm, you're cool.
Oh, checking my elbows.
Some people.
really
thin people.
Hold on.
Really thin people, their elbows are wider than their arm and forearm.
Yeah.
And that makes me want to kill myself.
It's wider. It bulges out from the rest of my arm. Like get buff? Or at least
it's
not
fat, retard.
Yeah, not
Listen, you're here telling me what a fat person is. You're anorexic, so I can't even trust your opinion.
Should I get fat, guys?
Go get fat and come back to me. You're gonna have a husband when you come back.
That's true.
I'm telling you, I know the secrets. Butt food.
I mean, like, not having a beer belly fat, but yeah, being like chubby.
Get yourself a friggin'.
It means you're like fertile.
Get the butt food in. Get the butt food going. I'm telling you. So did you have to check out a lot, dude, to figure what? A lot of dudes? You can't even spell right, you retard. Get lean. Lean is good. As a man.
Yeah, is it even possible for me to get fat? I think if I tried, I would
but
just
also
get
big,
to a normal weight.
Having an arm that doesn't look like a girl's beats having abs every single day. Yeah. You're so hot. Like, I can see your abs, yeah, and I can also see your rib cage and
like
your
abs,
little nipples without
if you have
anything
a rib cage,
behind
them. It cancels out your abs.
You look like a retard. You look like a woman who's becoming a man. You look like a woman who's cut out her boobies.
How much should I weigh if I'm 5'2"? I would be super
More.
Funny if I was. Yeah, that's true. 106.
My answer.
Pounds.
How much should I weigh? Always more.
Technically, I'm in the field of normalcy, but really, I look like skeleton bones, so I don't think so.
This is what I'm saying. Normal is dying of anorexia. I don't trust these doctors.
Like, I'm 105. These apparently, that's fine.
Doctors,
I don't
man.
Think so.
Yeah, whatever these doctors say. I'm telling you,
get
chubby.
Ribs, so.
Get chubby. Chub up.
I mean, how do you like, actually put on weight evenly? So I don't just get a huge gut.
Say that again? Say what again?
Penis.
A bunch of guys. I see a lot of guys' little nipples. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah, I want guys
I'm
that
looking
big
a lot of guys.
Areolas.
Yes, that's how I like them. Mm-hmm. No, seriously, if you got abs and your little like chicken box chest, that's retarded. Just get fat, Sophia. Quit worrying about evenly. Are you crazy?
Get fit, find God based in Redfield.
Get fit, get fat.
Get fat. Get freaking. Men, get fit. Women, get freaking fat. Get ginormous. Get freaking huge. Then you can have like 20 children.
My girlfriend doesn't eat the little strips of fat from the steaks I make her, and I gobble those up.
They kind of taste gross if you eat them by their own, but they're good if you eat it with the meat.
The abs rant? The point is that it doesn't matter if you have ass, just because you have a really low body fat because you're a little homo. If you have a chicken box chest and your arms look like girls' arms. That's especially bad if you have wide shoulders and you're skinny. You look like Slenderman. And I'm not even talking about women.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat on meat on Friday.
Abs just mean you have really low body fat. But that doesn't mean you're healthy. And that's more of a girl thing. I don't know, but
what?
You probably should get buff. Buff is the word. Buff doesn't mean bodybuilder, rectangular, you know, all lines are on your body. Buff means, what do you think about buff? I think about one of those hams, you know what I'm talking about?
Ham?
It's like a big drumstick, but it's ham.
Mm.
That's what you're supposed to look like, your arms. Big ol', you know, man killer. Heart attacks.
No meat on Friday, is that a Sabbath Jew thing? Nope, it's a Catholic thing. Illness removes obligation? Yeah, you're probably right about that, actually.
Don't look like a mantis. Look like a...
As cool as mantises are, you're not supposed to look like one.
Yeah, that's the, you know, especially if you're tall and skinny, you look like you're a total homo. Louisiana ham, is that what it's called?
What? Ma.
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 Ham stick.
Roids, yeah, the only roids I know about are frickin' hemorrhoids.
A lot of girls like round biker-shaped men.
Yeah, I don't know, my internet's trash, I really can't do anything about it. Okay, Victor, we get it, I look like a string bean. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're body shaming me right now, Victor! Oh my god!
Get fat, retard! Oh my god. You get fat, please? Can everybody be fat now?
Alright, you know.
Just fat enough so that you have, like, a mild belly, but not fat enough that your arms are, like, there's your arm and then there's a separate entity attached to your arm.
Oh, like, hanging down?
Yeah, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
That's, if your fat goes in a different direction than the rest of your body, that's a problem. But... You got a belly, I'm happy.
Not Orthodox Christian, don't they let priests marry and have kids?
Why are you Catholic and not Orthodox Christians? Why are Orthodox Christians not Catholic? That's the question you're supposed to be asking. Look it up, it's so random. Yo, we're not gonna be the same thing. Why? Just cuz?
Yeah. Seems kinda like stupid, they shouldn't have done that. I'm using Wi-Fi.
Probably, oh, but Catholics did Vatican not. Too. Yeah, that's not a foundational Catholic thing at all. And the same thing could happen to Orthodox Christianity. It's not like there's a base for like something binding them from doing any of that. So, and the church stays the same. Makes no difference what kind of people are in it. So it's sort of retarded. Why would you even get up to y'all make a new church? It's crazy. Yeah. Drink.
Your voice cut
drink
out.
Drink a whole lot of milk and squat so you have a big fat butt and big fat everything and you're walking. You can walk uphill and you're not dying when you get up there. straight up huge monster, but
yeah, let me pull a Sam Hyde right quick. I didn't know about
Orthodox
that.
Orthodox doesn't believe in the Eucharist. I didn't know about that either. But I don't care. Even if they did, it doesn't matter. Why would they even do that? It's crazy. Oh, we disagree on like three things. Huh. Yeah, Catholics do that. The Catholics. Why would you become a different thing? I have all types of ignorance to offer everybody, and Orthodoxy is like, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I'm not like those Catholics pedophiles. Haha, I'm in 4chan. That's what it sounds like to me. Not the real ones, the ones on the internet at least. That's what it sounds like to me. Like, yeah, I'm Christian, but not the gay kind.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna choose a schism, then yeah, the Orthodox is the best, but why would you choose a schism?
Yeah, for sure. Well, why would you do that? Every time I look it up, it seems like they're 1 inch away of the same doctrine. Their disagreements are smaller than a lot of what Catholics disagree on, it seems.
What is this gay song? Fractions in the Plastic Pulse by
Stereolab. Sophia's autobiography.mp3.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening to the gay Fart Box, favorite band.
You're singing with your anus. All right, dude, you got some parting words?
Please, Orthodox has confession. Yeah. As far as I know, other Protestants straight up just don't do that.
Yeah.
What is our parting gift? You are all docs now, and the FBI knows your emails.
Parting gift.
You will be visited by the FBI in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, go to subscribestar.com/soph.
Uh-oh. Internet died? For real? Oh, freaking anus.
I can't hear you.
Okay. Okay. Back online. Hello, Ohio, gozaimasu.
Ohio, gozaimasu.
Ohio, gozaimasu. Okay, what was I saying? All right, you guys are all gonna die now. Good luck.